Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
My name is Danielle. Welcome back. We're so excited. I'm so excited to be back recording with Brooke. She killed it on her solo happening. I'm traveling a little bit than the last few weeks, so I appreciate you, Brooke.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Well, you've been the realest gal on the go. I can't wait to hear about all of your travels, adventures, what's coming up for you. I'm like living vicariously through you. You're having a year.
Oh, it's been really, really good. I'm like so thankful. Lots of great things are happening. You're about to travel next week, which will be fun.
Yeah.
We have another episode for you guys. Today we're going to be talking about all things that inspire us, Instagram accounts, YouTube channels, podcasts, books, the whole nine yards. I'm excited.
Yeah, it will be good because we always get questions like, who do you guys, you know, watch on YouTube, or what are things that inspire you? How do you get inspired? And for me, it's consuming content from people that I like. So I feel like this will be helpful. And some just for entertainment, you know, it doesn't have to be like too serious. It's all fun.
No, yeah, it was Brooke's idea to do this, and I was like, this is so cool, like, because like Brooke said, no one ever really talks about like who we follow, so I think it'd be really interesting. And obviously this is like a healthy follow, like we're not live to be these people.
No.
But it's just the people that inspire us to kind of get out of bed and all.
I love the idea of like you are the people who you surround yourself with, though, that you follow. So it's like nice to, I feel like, to see things from people that you could look up to in like a healthy way. I like the way you said that, Danielle, because I think it doesn't have to be like you strive to be like them, but like you take a little bit of knowledge from them, take a little bit of knowledge from them, and form yourself out of it all.
No, exactly. So I think it'll be really fun to share. I'm excited to hear who inspires you, Brooke, and I'm excited to share with you. So that's what today is going to be about, because we're all about inspiring, getting motivated, because I was like super motivated at the beginning of the year, and then now I'm like kind of like a little slumpy vibes, like a little like, okay, like I need a little motivation again. So this episode's going to really get us there.
I get that. Yeah. I think it's like in the beginning, everybody comes out strong, even with like resolutions and stuff like that. And then it's like by this point we're dipping a little, but we'll get back up. So hope you guys are having an awesome week so far. Danielle and I wanted to catch you up, I guess, on what's been going on, right?
Right. So Brooke, right now you're in the big old PA, or the small PA.
The big PA.
I need to leave.
Yeah. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. I've talked about it before. My mom has a place here for work, and I've just been having a really great, well, I went home for Martin Luther King Day weekend, and then we drove down here. Home is Long Island, New York for me. Well, I guess I took a train to Boston and then we drove down here, and I'm going to go home tomorrow. Yeah. I love the Northeast though, because everything is really like, I guess the South is similarly too. You could drive everywhere, but from Boston to here, like it was easy. You know, travel's pretty easy.
It's nice to be able to just do little weekend trips, or like go to, you know, where you are. And I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah, you need to come here though, because there's a lot going on in Pennsylvania these days. Danielle's like, oh, I need a trip. Like, never thought we'd say
that. Dude, I have so much FOMO. Like, literally, Brooke, Gretchen, and Tori all spun together. Why was I not there?
I know, we missed you. So we went to Tori's Spin Studio Stride, if you guys live. It's in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, but I'm in Exton. It's like a 20-minute drive. Everything is in Pennsylvania. Like, it's a pretty big state. So, of course, like, you could be on the complete opposite side of the state. But this area, like, suburbs of Philly area, you got to go visit. It's super fun. And Tori's class is great. Obviously, she's the owner, co-owner. So fun. And but Danielle, speaking of spin, I need tea. I need a specific kind of tea.
Yeah. So I taught my first spin class last week. Words cannot explain. Like, you feel so powerful in that room. Like, it was so weird. Everything I did, they did, which obviously that's what instructing is. Like, I do something, they do it back. But I mean, it was just the whole thing. I mean, I guess I'll give a slight rundown. I have like a vlog. I didn't vlog in the actual room during the class. Maybe that's something I'll get to do in the future, but right now we just don't do that. But
also that would be hard though, because they also say it's been like no screens, it's a pretty dark room. I get it,
right? It could have the potential of like ruining people's experiences. I know other places do it, and like it's something like I want to like maybe do in the future, But for the first class, I was like, I just want us all to be in there, totally, just partying, whatever. Anyways, we got there. Ryan came. All of my, like, really, really good friends came, which was so sweet. Like, so many of my friends that I've literally never spun before came. And
so sweet.
I got there. They had champagne and sunflowers for me. Obviously, I didn't drink the champagne before I spun. I was like, going to pop
you
it.
You chugged
and
then a bottle of champagne. No.
They're like, pop it. And then everyone's like, wait, that's stupid. Let's not do that. And I was like, yeah, probably not. But it was so much fun. I knew probably like 3/4 of the class, definitely like a ton of my friends. And then just people just wanted to sign up. Like people that come to the studio were just like curious to see what my classes would be like. And I would like to think it went really well. I didn't mess up. I was so nervous I was going to mess up because I messed up like once or twice during like my test ride on that following Monday or that previous Monday. But it went without a hitch, whatever that term is. My music was so hyped. Like I would get off the bike on beat drops and be like, wah! Like I would just get.
I love it.
It was so fun. So I wish you could have been there.
I know. I'm going to definitely come for a class, but you still have a whole nother year of school on top of this year. So maybe I'll even make it this year. Oh. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't expect you to do that, but I think you would like really enjoy it. It was so much fun. It was just so cool to like play my own music. And then afterwards, I got just the best, you know, basically my goal going into it was like, I just want to throw like a party. I want to throw a frat party. That's what, so Tori DeSimone, one of our good friends, she has a podcast. We were just talking about her. She was giving me so much advice. She's like, throw a frat party. And I was like, that is going to be my goal. And that really is. That's like the type of classes I enjoy
so
going
fun.
To.
Yeah.
So like, because everyone at Prevail has their own teaching style. No one really has mine yet. That's what I was told at least. So it was so fun to just like bring like a crap ton of energy and just, it's honestly like a performance. So in hindsight, it went really, really well. I was so amped after that. Like, I was in the best mood. I'm teaching again tomorrow and the next Wednesday and the next one. It's just so crazy. I get to keep doing it.
I know. And I feel like now you're, like, in a little routine with it. Obviously, like, practice makes perfect. So I feel like you're getting on your groove. I'm so proud of you. I really am.
It's Thank awesome. You. It's definitely, like, taking up a lot of my time right now. But it won't, like, forever, like, I am going to the studio tonight to practice on my own, but like eventually I'll get to the point where I don't need to like practice.
Totally,
I could
totally.
Just, you know, have it in my head. But for now I'm going to practice a crap ton. So it's been a fun little side hustle.
I feel like that is really good for you too, because so much of what we do, I mean, this is something that I personally, I'll talk about it later. It's just like, I'm struggling with this. So much of what we do is online that I'm like, I feel like I need something offline to like do. And it's it's probably really nice for you because it's like an outlet, something you love to do, but it has nothing to do with like everything else that you do.
Yeah. Like not really, there's not really any overlap. It's fun though, because it's like, you know, I've been able to like create content based around like spin stuff, which I'm also worried. Like, I don't want people to think like for the next few weeks, I'm going to be like definitely obsessing over it. But like, it'll just be like a chill thing after that. But it's definitely been something fun. And I'm so thankful. So many of you guys like were posting in the Facebook group like that day. Like,
everyone was so sweet. Yeah. They were like the screenshots of like, guys, it was her first class. I know. Everyone's so supportive. I'm really proud of you, though. Like, this is, I was really thinking about it because I've been obviously taking a lot of spin classes.
Yeah.
I think about every time I see someone up there now, I'm like, there's a lot that goes into it that it goes over my head, of course. So I can't even imagine. So I'm very proud of you.
It is. I would love to, like, take you through the process of, like, getting ready for a class. Like, you'd be surprised how much more goes into it than you think. Yeah. Like, I had so much, like, appreciation for it, honestly.
Definitely. So. And I need to come down and take one of your classes. And I haven't experienced Purvello at all. So I need to do that, even though I've been trying new spin classes. So
no, I know. Brooke's gone to Cycle Bar, Stride, Soul Cycle, obviously. You're
I tried
the
another
game.
One in, it's called, oh my gosh, what is it called? Another Turnstile. It's like a smaller studio in Boston. I've been trying to try new places.
Because, I didn't know you went to that.
Yeah, I used ClassPass a few weeks ago and I went like during Vlogmas time. I've been just trying to like try new places because obviously SoulCycle adds up and I love it, but
right,
you know how it goes. It's also cool to try new places and see like you might just like something because you're used to it.
So right.
Like, I should try something new, switch it up.
No, that's a really good one. We were talking about that. I think in our New Year's goals one, we wanted to like go different pathways and like try new things. Proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
So should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's hop into it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Woo! Ooh. So my low light is kind of hard to explain. I don't even know.
I get it. I'm there with you, buddy.
Brooke gets it. Basically, my highlight, which I'll get it more into, I went to New Orleans this last weekend. It was so much fun. I will talk about that for my highlight. Like, I promise. I won't get too much into it right now, though. So basically, I feel I get like, I feel very I get I'm a people pleaser, as you guys know. Brooke and I are both people pleasers. Like, it's just how it happens. I feel very guilty very easily. I overthink a lot. I'm really trying to work on it, which is one of my goals for this week, and I'll explain how I'm going to conquer this. But, yeah, I basically one night we all went out in New Orleans. We had so much fun. I was drinking a little bit. And, you know, you talk a little bit more when you're drinking. Like, oh, you just, you're, I'm trying to watch what I say right now. But I basically just I think I said something that I just like don't need to be they were I wasn't mean at all, but I just like was just I think I was just a little obnoxious and I just was really oversharing that's the word. I was oversharing with people that I just don't really know that well, and some people I know really well. Anyways, long story short, I really can't get into it, but I had a, as they call it, a moral hangover the next morning. It was just awful. I was just like, and I was so embarrassed about it, and I kept asking my friends like, I'm so sorry, like, are you mad at me? And like, everyone's like, Danielle, I literally forgot about that, like, shut up, like, you're fine. But I am still like, oh my god, I feel so bad, like, and, but the thing is, I don't ever really do that ever. Yeah, and so like, yeah, when I told Brooke, she's like, what? So it wasn't anything bad. I was just basically talking about like, I don't even know. It was just like all kinds of
personal,
funny.
More like personal things that you wouldn't normally say, probably.
Yes.
I guess
that
I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like haven't been there. So I just like was freaking out and I was like, oh my God. But like, it's just like a normal part of life. And my friends are like, Danielle, I say things I regret all the time. And like, people forget about it the next day. So
definitely.
My low light was just like feeling guilty for no reason, honestly. I was just like overthinking absolutely everything, when it's like you always have to remember, like, if you say something or if you do something, you remember it, but like other people don't remember it as much as you do. Like, just same as like in a spin class, if I mess up, other people might not even realize I messed up. So it's just kind of like that. A personal thing I'm dealing with. So yeah,
I feel that. And moral hangovers suck, because you, especially when you like, well, obviously moral hangover involves like the phrase involves drinking or whatever. So you think everything was 10 times worse. Like what you're saying, you're probably thinking about something that you're replaying in your head 10 million times and other people forgot about it as it happened. So take a breath, yeah. Danielle. It's all good. I get it though. Cause especially when it's around people that you might not know as well. Cause then you're like, oh shoot. Like maybe they don't know me. And I'm sure you met a lot of new people this weekend, like on your boyfriend's formal and stuff. So I get
yeah. That. Yeah. It's just kind of like all that, but it'll be okay.
No, it's all good. Moral hangovers happen and it sucks, because it's not like a regular hangover where it's like, all right, drink some juice, take a nap. Like, it's there's nothing you can
do. I was physically fine. Like, I actually felt great. Like, I really did.
It was getting just after it, and then you're like mentally like, I don't know what to do with my life. Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know. I just like, it's like I was just dancing. I think I was just being like, not like whatever. No, anyway,
you had fun. I'm here for
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here for sorry, it. Guys.
Danielle,
I would
letting
I
loose. Okay, we're all here for it.
That's me being really real with you guys. Let's just keep this within the podcast group. Okay, okay,
okay.
Like, I would never say that on my YouTube channel. That's the beauty of listening to this podcast.
I know. I love it. I feel like we can get a little more intimate and like say things that we wouldn't normally
yes.
say. Even though there's like equally number of people listening.
No, to the honestly, more yeah, people listen to the podcast. More people listen to the podcast than watch my videos. So that's terrifying.
Same. Well, same.
So what's your low light?
mine. Okay. It's like, I'm not trying to call anybody out, but cause it's not, it's, this is all me. I have felt, and it's so crazy cause like life has been really good, and just like on a work front and everything, I've been so grateful to like, you know, be doing social media full time, and like the podcast is doing so well. Like, I'm able to obviously fully financially support myself and like move forward. And like, it's crazy when I really think about it, when I, you know, see my friends, I come home and I'm like, oh wow, like, how are you guys all doing? And they're like, oh, like, work is so much, so overwhelming. And I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful for my life.
Right.
But I was having like a little bit of an existential crisis in terms of like my long-term plan. I've had literally the employee at Lululemon today. She was like, so like, where, like, I told her that I live in Boston, but I'm just visiting my mom here. She's like, well, where are you moving next? I'm like, what's next? And everyone keeps asking me, what's next? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's next? I don't even know.
That's not fair. Yeah.
I don't even know what's right now. And I know that it's important to have goals and like focus on the future and everything. And I love having goals, and I do have goals for myself, but it's not like I'm over here, you know, 10, 15 years down the road, this is what I want to look like. Like, I'm just living.
Yeah.
I don't know that yet. So I've just,
and that's having, okay.
And I think it is okay, right?
Yeah, I don't know either. So
that's what I'm just trying to like remind myself, is that it's okay. And like, I'm thankful that I have now, and like I'm just taking it day by day, and I'm very thankful that I can take this time to figure it out, if that makes sense. But I think a lot of people in this post-grad phase of life are facing this, and I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know really where to move. So, like, I'm stressed.
I know. It's all, like, the thing is, it's all good problems. It's like you have so many great options, but it's like, what would be the best for me at the end of the day?
Yeah. I know. It's almost like too many options, which I know is like so annoying. People are going to listen to this, like, rolling their eyes like SMH Brooke, but
SMH.
SMH. This girl's so annoying. No, but seriously, and I know a lot of people do with this post grad because it's so weird. It's like you're so used to all the stability all of your life, and I'm coming up on like, almost 1 year post grad, and then I like had the job for a little bit, and then I was like, wait, this isn't the path for me. So I'm just kind of like in a weird limbo period right now, and I love doing every day for me, but ask me where I'm going to be in 10 years from now and I will freak out. Or what's the big project you have in place? Like, Danielle and I are working on stuff for the podcast. Like, you trust me, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, it's like, if personally wise, I'm figuring it out day by day. So
no, I get that. I had a call with my manager last week, and he was like, okay, what like do you want to do this year? And I was like, I feel like I'm doing so much.
Yeah, you're like, but wait.
Shoot, do I have to do something else? Like, I just like freaked out. So I get you. Trust me. We're all feeling that way.
It's a interesting state, and I'm thankful, obviously, for what I'm doing right now, and I feel like I'm on a right path. Like, I know, like, when I deeply evaluate things, I'm like, oh, I'm on the right path, but path is such a general phrase, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there's like a lot of people like that are about to graduate college, high school, and they still don't know what they're doing. Like, I think a lot of you guys can probably relate to this.
Yeah, definitely. And you could be at any age too. And like, I get messages from people that are like, girl, I'm 32 and I don't even know what I'm doing with my life. Like, don't stress. And I'm like, okay, this is the energy I need because that's where it's at. So
yeah,
we're all figuring
out.
No,
I get that.
I don't know why this week it like hit weird, because I feel like when I travel home and stuff, I see, you know, friends from home or whatever, people I don't see all the time. When you see people you don't see all the time, and then they're like, what are you doing with your life? And you're like, that, like, I don't know. I'll see you next time. Like,
yeah, I don't know. You'll see. You can just follow me on Insta. You'll see.
Literally. So that's that. But overall, all good. Highlights.
Love it. Brooke's doing well. I love it. I saw your vlog today and you were like, I'm in a really freaking good mood today. I was like, I'm so happy. Yay. Killing it.
You. I know. I saw you commented. Danielle watching YouTube. Who is this girl?
I know. Well, that was one of my goals for 2020, is to consume more content. I'm working on it. So
true.
Proud of you. So my highlight, I went to New Orleans. It was so much fun. Like, literally that little moral hangover was like 3 hours of my life. Screen. Yeah. A blip on the screen. I wasn't looking forward to the bus ride there because it was like going to be like 8 to 10 hours because it's like a bus they go so far. It was some of like my best memories. Like, we were laughing so hard on the way back, and we were all like delirious and loopy. Like, we just like, there were so many jokes made. Like, it was just like so funny. Like, our bus went in the wrong direction for 30 minutes. So it was like just
fun. That's so funny. You know? Like, but, what are the odds?
No, I know. But it was so, so much fun. I went with like such a great group of people because I'm friends with all of Ryan's friends, and a lot of his dates are my friend, or not of his, a lot of his friends, like dates were like friends I know. And some, I made some new friends too, like girls that like, you know, like there's so many girls here that like I follow and they follow me back, but we don't talk. And I was like, I'm just gonna like talk to them, and then now we're like pals, and like, who knows, maybe we'll hang out back here in Athens. So
I love that.
Yeah, it was like fun. I really wasn't on my phone much. I felt like really bad about that. Like, Brooke would text, my mom text me, and I would like respond like 4 hours later. Like, I was on my phone like taking photos, but like, I really like was just very, I don't know.
No, that's good.
Everybody. Live, I bought a cowboy hat.
I did see that. I was like, she's out here in like a little dress, thriving the Insta. I saw that.
I had a goal. I was like, I'm going to NOLA and I'm buying a cowboy hat and I'm wearing it all weekend. I don't know why. I just wanted to do it. I did it.
I don't understand the connection there. You're going to have to walk me through it.
There's literally none. A couple of my friends went to on a formal last year to NOLA and they like bought cowboy hats, and I was like, that's funny. Cause yeah, it's not like it's Nashville. Like,
yeah, that's why I'm like, did you get boots too? Like,
what's I should have. No. I don't really know. Everyone was kind of, but everyone like at the end was like, wait, like, I'm so happy you bought that hat. It was really a part of the group. And I was like, okay, good. And I brought some disposable cameras, so I can't wait to get those developed.
Those are so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. So that's my highlight. It was just a great weekend, and I successfully went on a fraternity formal. It was good.
Check it off the list.
Check it off the list, baby.
They're fun. I'm glad that you did it, you know, the way you wanted to do it, and like had fun. And
yeah, I was telling Brooke before this, I don't know, maybe I said that on podcast last week, but I was just like really happy that I went on formal with like someone I obviously my boyfriend, like, it, because I was asked on one like sophomore year, junior year, with like a guy I like really didn't know, and I was like, I don't want to spend a weekend with someone I don't know at all. But that's just me. Like, I'm not judging. It's just like, I'm glad I did it the way I did it, and like, I waited.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. Love that.
So, what's your highlight?
Okay, mine. I know I said that I'm like in Pennsylvania and stuff, but like my highlight is just being here. Like, I don't know. I love Pennsylvania. I mean, I love it because I've been having a great weekend because I've been with my family, and obviously we know I love being with my family, stuff like that. But just Pennsylvania in general. So my mom's place is in Exton, which is kind of like a random area. I mean, there's not too much specifically in Exton, but there is a lot of shopping, restaurants, just things to do. It's still super central to Philly. I obviously saw, I just said that so weird. I saw Tori and Gretchen, was staying with Max, and he lives in Pennsylvania too. So we all met up for the spin class. I want to go to Stride every day. I just like love Philly and Pennsylvania in general. Not that I like see myself necessarily moving here. It's not like off the table, but because I don't really have like a place that I necessarily need to go for the next move or whatever it may be. But I love it here. I just am happy here.
Aw, so that's like a really great thing. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll live in Philly for a couple years.
Yeah, maybe we'll just all move. My mom actually was trying to get, for a while when my brother was like looking for college sports, like I was still in college. My brother was looking at places to go. She was like, maybe he can go to school in Philly and then you could get a job in Philly and like the whole family could just move to Philly. And we all like thought about it for a sec, but it obviously didn't work out that way. So,
oh, well.
No, it's all good. Northeast is so convenient to like zip around everywhere. I'm so thankful for it. And they're like, my family's just so supportive with me and like options for where I want to move. And like, so support, like, I've just been really thankful. Like I was just said, I was stressed about my life plan and stuff, but that has nothing to do with like my mom, dad. They're like, they could be happy with whatever I do. They're very supportive. So all good.
Aw, I love it. You're so smiley today. It's so cute.
Yeah, I've been in a really good mood. I don't know why. I go back to Boston tomorrow.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, well, you're getting me. Your energy's like bringing me up. I just needed like the positive.
No, anytime you and I pod or just talk on the phone, like you and I have this like special like connection. Thing going on. Connection. You said it. I didn't. But we really do. Like when you and I talk, we like hype each other. I don't know. Like you give me energy, so I'm happy. I'm giving you energy. This is great.
Also, we Danielle and I haven't like because you were obviously away. I was like at
no,
home. So
we haven't chatted.
Time really chatted in a while.
We needed to chat. This is long overdue, doll. And I don't think we said this, guys. I booked a flight to Boston.
Yes, so we didn't say it.
Oh, I just did. So, I'm so excited.
I know. So it's, I guess it's mid-February. Just really a weekend. Yeah,
just a weekend, just sadly. A weekend. But we are going to have the best weekend ever. And I'm just so excited to see Brooke's apartment. I think I know what it looks like in my head and like from videos. But I'm like so excited to like be. I'm just like. I'm just so excited.
I know, I'm excited to host, and we'll have a fun weekend. We'll go out to some fun dinners, and Danielle's 21, so we could get a nice drink at dinner. Look at that.
Oh my God, who is she?
And we'll spin, we'll shop, we'll try to do as much. Hopefully, I mean, I know it's a few weekends away, but hopefully it's not that cold. Because mid-February.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be. It'll be fine. And we're hopefully, I think we're going to be able to see like a lot of the people that like live in Boston, you know, like Maggie, Gretchen, like, well, it'll be good. Arlen, yeah, I want to see Arlen. I'd love to see Molly. Maybe we could figure out a way to see her and all the things. I'm trying to think. Oh, Natalie. There's so many great people there.
Yeah. I think
both Natalies. There's two Natalies.
Two Natalies.
Yeah, I know. That's so true. That's crazy. Either way, really looking forward to that.
It's going to be fun. I think that's really like, that's a few weeks. So that's like a month away, honestly.
That's like a month from today. Actually, it's a month from today.
I'm really excited.
I'm not ready. I am ready, actually. Can it be tomorrow?
Yeah, I know. And we have a few exciting weeks coming up, I guess. I'm going to LA next week. I just spontaneously booked. This is a solo trip.
Solo trip. Start of solo travel.
No, I'm solo traveling. Actually, my parents were just asking me, they're like, who are you staying with? I was like, myself.
No, you got an Airbnb, right?
Yeah, I did. And then I'm going to – but the nice thing about like staying on my own is that I could bounce around and like see everybody because I would feel so bad. I had amazing friends that offered me to stay with them. Like Taylor was like, literally stay with me. I was like, I would love to, but I'm going to feel bad then if I like go to dinner with someone else and like it's just us, not Taylor. Like I would just feel bad. I'm like, we're people pleasers, okay?
We're people pleasers, so we just have to like avoid the situation at all costs so we don't have to feel people pleased.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, should we get into our current favorites?
Yeah, let's hit it.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So my current favorite is my pink puffer jacket. I just posted an Instagram story today from Free People. It's finally cold enough for me to wear it, because like puffers, like it's really actually got to be cold out. And like I've been wearing puffers, but this one's like a little bit heavier, a little bigger, and so I really needed it to be like a cold day. Woke up this morning, it's 30 degrees out, pulled it out, it's from Free People. I got so many compliments on it today, and it was so cold out. It wasn't really gloomy, the sun was out, but even though it was so cold, knowing that I had this pink awesome marshmallow situation on me, it just put me in a good mood. So
where is it from, did you say? Free People.
Free People. It's called, I want to say it's called the Hailey. Like it's spelled the same way Hailey Bieber is, and she like wears stuff like this, so I wonder if it was inspired by her. But I think they have a neon green one. It might be sold out, I don't know. I got it on Revolve or freepeople.com, I don't remember, but it's awesome. It's big, it has a hood. I'm just like so happy I can wear it, and it just looks really cute with like leggings and sneaks. You know,
I want to give it a shot. I love a good puffer, especially when you're wearing like workout clothes too. It's really nice.
I love throwing over a puffer over like a workout set. It's like a look.
So great.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Mine's just okay. So I changed my coffee order, I feel like, all the time. For a while I was on the black coffee grind, and honestly then I was on like the make coffee at home grind, which I normally am, but when I travel I don't, because like I don't know, I guess here at my mom's place like we do have a Keurig and like a coffee maker, but whatever. I just love Starbucks. Okay. I'm basic.
Right. So. I do too. It's okay.
I've been back to the old grind. I feel like it's what you drink. Do you drink a cold brew with soy milk?
Yeah. Actually, I get iced coffee. The cold brew sometimes too strong.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know
but
why.
But yeah, iced coffee with soy milk, cold brew, I do either.
Yeah. I've been doing a cold brew and I've been extra tired, so it's been really helpful. I don't know why. My sleep schedule is, we talked about my sleep schedule. It's all over the place. But yeah, I've been doing this again. I just forgot how good the soy milk is at Starbucks. So if you're looking for something, try it.
It is good. It's got a little vanilla in it, so it's like a little sweet. It's like a good vibe.
It is. Because sometimes I crave, especially for some reason after I work out, I look forward to like getting coffee. And I'm like, I want a sweet coffee sometimes. But the soy milk really satisfies that for me.
It does. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, just because, you know, sometimes when you like drink a black coffee and you're like, that's it. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't really do it for me. Sometimes it doesn't hit enough. Not enough in terms of the caffeine, but like that satisfying like sip of coffee. Like, I crave it.
No, I know. Oh, gosh. I just finished coffee now. I want more. Don't tempt me with a good time. Well, I'm really happy you have a new order for
that was
now.
My order in like high school. And you know, really? When you like the orders from like the specific time periods of your life and then you go back.
You drink, you like sip it and you're like, whoa, am I in eighth grade? Or not eighth grade. But like
when I started driving, it literally tastes like when I first got my license.
I love that. No, I listen to song. Like, I know, you know, it's I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So anyways, Starbucks, it's a good time. Oh, they switched an update. We love eco-friendly movements. On my Starbucks at home, like the law of Suffolk County on Long Island, like where I'm from, no more plastic straws. Like they're illegal. So they're only paper. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh my God. I don't love paper straws.
No, you have to bring your own though. Just bring your own straw.
Yeah, it's true. Or you can get the strawless lid. I
love the strawless lid. I
always forget to ask, because if you don't get a nitro, they don't give it to you. So, but I've asked before. I've gotten a nice coffee, and I said with the strawless lid, and like they do it. So I just have to remember to do that. Maybe you could.
Honestly, your bamboo straws with the that would be because it's like a
cookie straw,
and then you can eat it after.
I like always think of you.
Take a little munch. It looks like the Frappuccino straws. Okay,
they do. Especially like in photos.
When I used to go, that was like my eighth grade Starbucks order, is I would get a double chocolatey chip frap with like a cookie straw. And I'd be Starbucks. Like, oh, look, I could eat it after.
Starbucks through the years.
Should we go through? Our next episode is going to be our Starbucks order every year that we were alive.
I could probably tell you. Like my first was like passion tea lemonade sweetened.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or no, first was the double chocolate chip frappuccino.
Yeah. Very, very hibiscus refresher. Did you ever do that?
I never did that.
Okay,
but a lot of people did.
Solid phase with that, but the berries were solid. They're still hits. It's still these drinks. I still go back to them. They hit diff. Yeah, like
still still hits, bro. I didn't share that.
It does.
all right. I think we need to get in our goal this week.
Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Do you have a solid goal?
I do. So following up on the overthinking, someone like reposted this on their story and I was just like, wow, thanks for doing that. I really needed to see it. Because it's really hard sometimes for me to talk myself out of overthinking. Like, I'll just be sitting in class. I'll literally be in spin or I'll be doing something. And I start going down this winding road of like, oh, well, what if this and what if this, but what if this? Anyways, it might have been Maggie. Someone reposted this and it basically said, I don't remember it word for word, but when you start to overthink, stop yourself and like look at the trees or look at something very simple. Like literally like look at your hand. Like, I know this sounds really weird, but I've tried it a couple times. It sounds really weird.
It sounds really weird.
Okay. Let me go for it. Like, the way it was worded, it didn't sound weird, but it was basically, they gave the tree example. So, like, if I'm walking to class and I'm just, like, stressed and I'm in my mind and I'm not really in the moment, just stop, look at the trees, like, look at how, like, literally just be in the moment. Very, honestly, just like practicing mindfulness. So like, oh, like watch the trees sway. Look how simple life is. Like these, I know this sounds so woo woo, but it's been working. Like when I start to overthink, basically my goal for this week, when I start to overthink, look at something in the room, kind of focus on it or like nature. And I don't know. That's it.
No, I get that. I get that. Like focus on something else and just see how simple the world is or like whatever. Like there's more to life than what you're stressed about.
Yeah. And it's more just to kind of like get my brain thinking about something else and then like, I'll forget about it or I won't think as deeply into it. Because I easily could have said,
I like that.
My goal for this week is to stop overthinking, but that's my goal for like this year for my life. So I was like, how can I, you know, really conquer this? So you guys should try it.
That. Oh my gosh. That actually reminds me. I mean, this is, I know we talk about quotes on The Happening, but I saw this tweet. I don't know how this relates at all, but it's kind of a similar message. And it's kind of what my like goal of the week is. And it says, there's a difference between being happy and being distracted from sadness. And it's kind of like that idea of like, you got to keep yourself like in line with your own stuff versus.
I love that.
I guess that's my goal because I don't really have. You guys, we come up with these goals every week, man. They're all the
same. It's hard sometimes. What's your goal?
I guess that is my goal, is just to like stay in my lane and like honestly just have fun. I'm trying to step out of my comfort zone. I know I talked about that last week, but this week I really am. I don't think I even told you. I'm filming with like a food Instagrammer on Thursday. I never do stuff like
that. That's so fun.
Yeah. I just want to like step out, try some new stuff. Oh, I'm going to Girls Gotta Eat live show this weekend. I am out of words.
I forgot.
How excited I am. Yeah.
I'm so excited for you. Oh my God.
I'm a super fan. I might pass out. So
you're going to die laughing. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited. So all is well. Just saying yes more. And I started to do that last week and just continuing that on and let's have fun. Okay.
Let's just have some fun. I love that. Well, so we definitely just took 30 minutes to recap you guys, but I think it was really great.
It was necessary.
It was very necessary. I'm feeling, you know, always in a great mood. Now we're going to get into the accounts, the books, the podcasts that inspire us. Hopefully it'll give you guys some inspiration. I'm excited to hear Brooks. And yeah, should we start with the Instagram accounts that we follow and love?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so I have some, the first two that I have are more, I don't know how we want to describe, motivational. Is that kind of the route I don't know. I've been into like really motivational, like quote oriented Instagram accounts recently.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones right now.
Yeah. And I feel like people repost them to their stories, especially this one that I'm starting off with. So this one is called, let me get the exact phrasing here. We Are Not Really Strangers. All one word.
I'm following it right now.
I'm plugging it into my computer too so that I can give you guys like the most accurate. Wait, hold on. Maybe it's not. We Are Not Really Strangers because this is not.
Oh my God. Guys, do not look this up. I wish you didn't look it up and then like.
I'm sorry. It's We're Not Really Strangers. Not We Are. It like auto-corrected.
Guys, do not put in We Are.
It's Word.
I am deceived.
W-E-R-E, Not Really Strangers. I'm so sorry. Okay.
That's So you. Oh my God.
Okay, no, this one's actually really great. So it's just like a basically quote account, also series of tweets, and it's very like deep introspective, like thinking, whatever. But I really like them. So it will say, like, we have to remember, you know, how to heal. It's a pretty deep one, but they also like Photoshop like signs and things like that. Like this one, be intentional with who and what you carry into 2020. And questions and stuff like that too. Like, what are you overthinking right now? And it's like a thread of comments and people comment. It's a really popular Instagram account. I mean, this has 1.3 million. And it just gets me thinking, like, when I'm scrolling on my feed, pretty motivational. I don't know. I love accounts like that.
I do too. Whenever anyone like reposts one on their story, I like go to the account and just follow right away. Yeah. I'm like, more of this in my feed. I don't care. Like,
it doesn't have to be whatever. I've been more on, like, I do follow a lot of bloggers and stuff like that, but I've been more into like trying to pivot who I follow on Instagram to be a little more intentional. I don't know.
I like it. I think that's a great goal to have. So I have one on here. Most of mine are like fashion and just kind of like lifestyle, but yeah. The one I do have that's similar to what you're talking about, it's called the Posh Girls Club. And it's basically just like a ton of like girl boss quotes, like nothing crazy. But I love it. Like one, a lot of them are like,
I like this.
A lot of them are like quotes or like daily reminder that you're a goddess or like little stuff like that. Or there's literally like a post about like how to have good, like to write good emails. Like, you know, I don't know. It's just like very, it's just like girl boss situation. Like they have like text examples. Like, oh, if someone texts you that you don't like, I don't know. Go look at it for yourself.
Pretty practical.
If you're trying to get over an ex, it's called, they post one, growth is when your ex isn't even your type anymore. Or just, ooh, like, it's definitely like a little sassy, like the Posh Girls Club. But I recently found it and I was just like,
I really like this. This is like what I'm into.
It's like little things. Yeah, it's like little things you need to hear, like sis, start the business. Just like little stuff like that. You guys can check it out. But yeah, that's like my one inspirational one.
I like that. I have one more inspirational one. This one is called Third Eye Thoughts. Third, like right out third. Can't even believe that I follow an account like this either. But I think that like Mariah might have sent me like something from it. And then I see a bunch of people that I know following it. So I like went ahead and followed it. And it's basically like deep thinking, similarly, like, you know, you're about to be happier than you've ever been. You can't heal the same when you're in the same environment when you got sick. And then they post like daily affirmations every single day of stuff that I honestly that I need to hear, like the daily affirmation the day we're recording this. I am powerful. I have the ability to imagine a better life for myself. I have the ability to create goals for myself and then achieve those goals. I have the power to radically change my life every day for the better. Just,
oh, I like these. Yeah, it's like a lot of manifestation stuff. Affirmations are so great to do. My mom's always on me about that.
Yeah, I like stuff like that. And I think when it's in your feed, it's a more active reminder because it's so easy. I sit there every day and I'm like, I'm going to start, you know, telling myself I love myself in the mirror, like do like affirmations and stuff. And they slip us by. Let's be real. So this is more practical to like follow it.
I like it. I love learning about this stuff. So then the rest of mine are fashion. I can't lie.
Okay.
Instagram is photos and like,
yeah,
whatever.
No.
So I love We Wore What. She's like one of the first fashion bloggers ever. She lives in New York City. I think her lifestyle is so sick. Her outfits are not like your everyday, but I often will like be inspired by her outfits and take elements of it. I love watching her like Instagram stories. She travels, does cool things. I just think I just like watching her lifestyle, and she's just one of those people that for me triggers motivation. And when I see her like having this sick apartment, and maybe not Chelsea, I don't know why I'm like saying Chelsea, but like this really dope apartment, like it's huge, like in New York City, like she has a lifestyle that I like could be down for. And it's just like for me to see that and to see her hardworking and always doing new projects, doing fashion, you know, clothing lines. She has a swimsuit. I just like watching her life, and I also like her outfits. So
I love that. I think it's good that you look at it like it's very easy for social media to become less of like a goals thing and more of a comparing your life thing. And that's great that you could look at it and be like, her life is literally like goals. Like it's aspirational for me. So
yeah,
that's
it
cool.
is. It motivates me. What's your next
one? I like that. Similarly, I guess I'll do a fashion blogger, if that's what we're going to call it. I don't really follow too many. I feel like you're better about that stuff than I am. I follow a lot of like YouTubers. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Mariana Hewitt.
I almost put her down. I like her.
especially just her style, like the neutral aesthetics and just chic. The pictures of her house. And she is the co-founder of Summer Fridays, so that's obviously super sick. We love their skincare.
Oh, yes, we do.
About last week, we talked.
Guys, I tried it that night. I really do like it. It really is great. The pumpkin, yeah, you really can't. Mask, or what, you no. can't wear it running errands.
You might look a little crazy.
Yeah, you might look a little crazy. It's not clear.
So she's the co-founder, and she just is a blogger essentially too, so she posts, you know, photos of her life, but very beautiful, and similarly like aspirational lifestyle-y stuff, and I just love her feed. I think it's absolutely beautiful, and she's beautiful, so
yeah, I would agree. No, she's definitely someone to look up to. I like her stuff a lot. My next person is Lauren Elizabeth. She's one of those people. True. I love her Instagram stories in particular. She is so good about, which I am not, and I'm trying to get better. She is so good about linking her favorite products. She did so great gift guides during the holidays. She'll show like recipes of smoothies she's making. She makes them very aesthetically pleasing. She's very thoughtful about her Instagram stories and her posts. Like, I love all of her mirror outfit pics. Like, I don't know. I just have always loved her aesthetic, her overall vibe. I get a lot of outfit inspo from her, jewelry inspo. She has very similar jewelry tastes as me. She's also a YouTuber, but I love her Instagram so much, and like, I don't know, motivates me.
Great Instagram, very like Revolve-esque. I mean, I know she's like a Revolve girl the whole bit.
Yeah, she lives in LA, from Chicago. Yeah,
an OG. Okay, I mean, I don't know if you put it on your list, Danielle, but I feel like for the new listeners, just obviously people know that we love Cheese by Numbers, that cheese board. I feel like I had to put it on here just to
yeah
say.
It's good you did.
It's so our favorite gal, basically. She is this cheese board account. The main one is called That Cheese Plate, and then the sub one is Cheese by Numbers, where she goes and breaks down how to actually – oh, well, Cheese by Numbers actually has more followers now, so took over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's like a step-by-step of, you know, exactly what to buy and how to serve it on your plate. We love cheese boards, and this is just – it's such a practical account to follow, I feel like. I need more practical accounts like this. If you guys have any –
like,
you
it's know, useful.
Food or outfits. Yeah, I love ones that like break down outfits outfit by outfit, because that just makes my life 10 times easier.
Me too.
You know, like piece by piece. It's like, you know, wear a white shirt with like a blazer with these jeans.
So satisfying too. The same so with the cheese board. It's so I they're very satisfying.
Seeing them come together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. So we are a big fan. We need to get her on the pod. Her name is Marissa. So the co-founder.
She's so cool.
Founder, whatever.
Oh, yeah. My next one, her name's Jordan Sloane. It's JOURDANSLOANE. I like the Revolve girls, I guess. But these are like Revolve girls that live in New York. I have this thing for New York bloggers in particular. Jordan Sloane, I love her outfits. Very, very chic. Very, I don't know. Basically, she lives in New York. I don't really know much about her at all, but I've been following her for like literally years, and it's so cool seeing her kill it. Like, I don't know, just like when I look at her stuff, I just get really inspired, mainly outfit wise. And she always has like really cool girl. She's like super cool girl. Like, she wears like,
ooh, yeah,
you know, and I get a lot of photo inspiration. Like, she's one of those accounts that I often save their photos because I like the pose she does. She's very good at posing. Like, she just does all these like really cool photos, like with her dog.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's cute.
This is very just like chill, but like, I don't know. I've like always loved her outfits and photos and stuff.
I like that. Anything else? I think I'm out of, well, I mean,
okay.
We follow plenty, but.
And then I just have one more, and I was actually going to do them together anyways. This is perfect because they're like really good friends. This other girl's name is Cass D'Amico. I've met her before one time. She's really, really cool. Very similar to Jordan's style. Very minimalistic once again. She like always has like the cutest bags, lives in New York, has like a dope apartment with like the sickest view. I think she lives in like Tribeca or something, because you can like see a really good view of the city. I don't know, she's just one of those people. I'm really into like the minimalistic chic style where you wear like black, like a black bodysuit, jeans, like the model off duty kind of look.
Yeah.
And she just does that, and she like this, I don't know, she's just like super chic,
cute.
Very cute. I like watching her stories. She and her fiance just booked their wedding location, and like, I'm not okay. I don't really follow a lot of like marriage stuff, but like she just happened to post it. Like she, I don't know where this is. Like I think it's literally in like India or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's just certain people I'm like very intrigued by their life, and she just happens to be one of them. And she and this girl Jordan are friends. So those are the Instagram accounts.
I love when they're friends. Don't you like? I mean, maybe I guess people feel like that about us, but isn't it so cute when like people you follow are your pals? Yeah.
Yeah, and like you obviously follow both of them for a reason, so like they should be friends.
So yeah, naturally.
So yeah.
I love Instagram, though. I've been, like I said, trying to pivot more towards the inspirational stuff. But at the same time, I love a good follow. So DM us your recs.
Totally. I was going to talk about this later, but I'll just touch on it now. My favorite place to find inspirational quotes, Instagram is becoming one because there's so many like inspirational accounts coming. Pinterest, like my Pinterest home feed, because I like do it like recommended. It's become all quotes. Like I like get the best stuff on there. So that's that.
That's like my Instagram page is all like,
is it really?
But it's not quotes, it's like those deeper ones that I was talking about with like
those, yeah, accounts. Those are great, like though,
that. Manifestations, if you will.
Manifest, baby.
Manifest.
All right, should we get into the YouTube channels we love? Yeah. Love YouTube.
I think Danielle, you need to start off with your little spiel about our friends.
So yeah, so Brooke and I were both like, shoot, like we both watch all of our friends. So that's, so we watch all of our friends, and like I don't want to like, we're not gonna like list them all, but we love, I mean, that's who we like keep up with the most, I'd say. Like day to day, when we only have like a little bit of time, we watch all of our friends: Gretchen, Maggie, Kenzie, Tori, Morgan, Keaton. Oh my God, I don't want to miss anybody. I'm just literally like spewing off names. Like people that we literally love, Molly. Like we love watching our friends because they're our friends. We want to see what they're up to. So those are like the people that we immediately watch. But then we also have people that we watch like strictly to get like motivated, I'd say.
100%. Yeah, I think that you nailed it. I click on my friends' videos first, honestly, biased or not, because they're my friends and I want to see not only what they're up to in their life, but also like the content that they're putting out. I don't know. I think it's interesting to see like what they're doing, and they're usually my first watches.
Yeah. Brooke in specific is so good about like watching all of our friends. Like we'll like go travel and like have a big dinner with like all of our YouTube friends. And Brooke is like, Michelle, like, tell me about this one moment. You're like, I'm like, holy crap. Like, you did your research. Like, she's so, so thoughtful. And, like, she catches up with all of us and, like, very, like, I don't know. It feels good when Brooke will say, like, oh, I saw on your vlog. I'm like, wow, that's so cool that you, like, genuinely watched it. I've been trying to do that more, too.
I'm not saying that it's easy or whatever.
It's not easy.
No. I just mean.
I know what you mean.
Do you want to sit on YouTube for hours a day? Like, sometimes I'm like, I do want to. I love it so much. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm just not in the mood for it. So I get that. And also, a note. I mean, like the relatability element of YouTube. I watch YouTube for entertainment. I don't know. I log on. I love it. I love, you know, seeing what you're up to, Danielle, what our friends are up to, and just what other people that I look up to are up to. So I think take it lightly.
It's a great note.
I get it. Like, I get it if it's not your cup of tea. And like some people are like, you know, I need to take a break from YouTube sometimes for my mental health, or unsubscribe to people you don't like for your mental health or whatever. Like, you have to do you. And you, I get gotta. That. But at the same time, I don't know.
Switch your mindset, maybe.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Like, I know what mood I'm in. If I sit down and watch YouTube and I'm in a mood to, like, laugh, or, like, I just want, like, to not think about anything, totally. Like, a David Dobrik or, like,
I was
Ellen.
About to say Dobrik, yeah.
Yeah, or just, like, random stuff. But, like, if I really want to get motivated, I'll watch one of my friends or I'll watch one of these accounts. I'm going to tell you guys now that are, like, okay, wow, they're killing it. And I'm so happy for them. But, like, I need to go do something, too, now. And, like, I'm very strategic about when I watch what, because mm-hmm. I know how I'm going to feel. So just be, like, tap into your emotions. But anyways.
And I feel that about, like, we've talked about it before, like, with couples and stuff. I get it. Sometimes it's hard to watch couple vloggers. Or even for you, you're saying, you know, you compare your relationships. So, like, YouTube is kind of touchy these days.
Yes. You just got to tap into your emotions and just know what's best for you.
Love that. Okay, let's hit it.
So I'll, like, group these two together. Lauren Elizabeth and Claudia Slewski, love them both. They're friends. Their videos, they're just so crisp, aesthetically pleasing. I love their lives. Claudia, I love her voice. It's like, hey, guys.
She's so cool. She's going to start a podcast, yeah. I think. So
I think so, too. I did hear that. She was on Lauren's podcast talking about that. And they're both, I just love both of their videos for different reasons. Both very informational. I love when they post like their monthly favorites videos. I watch those because I like hearing the products they talk about.
The products, so good.
The products. But yeah, I just like their houses, their decor, everything about their lives. I enjoy all of their videos.
Same. I would second that. Yeah. Cool. I didn't even put them on my list, but good one. Our friend Remy, Miss Remy Ash and Remy Cruz. Remy's vlogs, they make me want to do so much in a day. Like, I can't
She's so much energy.
So much energy from the second she wakes up. I feel like she does so many things. Like, she's doing two-a-day workouts, crushing life with the YouTube work. And she always has so many, like, projects going on and stuff. She's one of those people that... But she's not out here like bragging on how much she hustles. You know what I mean? She's not like, oh, I'm such a hustler. But she does it all and does it well. And it's inspirational.
Yeah. Like when we went to visit her, we like went to her office and stuff. And like one thing I love about Remy is she'll be killing it. And like she wants to help us. She'll be like, no, you guys should do this. Like,
yeah.
And she has so much personal experience. And she's such like a hype girl for us.
She's one of those people who she's willing to like share her. She's so humble, willing to like help. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love her. But her videos are honestly like they come up in my subscription box. They are a must watch for me.
I also like her and I use the same camera now because I started using the camera she told me to get. But like I love the quality of her videos.
Yeah, they're so good.
Like they're just good. And her house or her apartment's beautiful. Her office is beautiful. Her dog's adorable. Her and her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's cute. She's a cutie. Killing it.
Cutie. And she's so smiley and stuff. Oh my God. Someone from Oakland, California has been calling me like 5 times today. And every time I answer, it's like, Social Security. And I'm like, oh, stop it.
Oof. Don't like that.
Next up, this might come to a surprise.
Ooh.
Recently, I started watching. Did you ever watch Riverdale?
Yeah. I did. But I kind of stopped after it got like
Yeah,
weird.
Not everyone likes it. I like it. I watched it. Madeline Petch, who plays...
Oh, okay. Okay. I see where you're
Cheryl
going
Cheryl Blossom.
Yeah.
She has a YouTube channel. And I first saw her on like Teen Vogue's YouTube or something.
Okay.
She has her own YouTube channel. I love it. I love... Because she's not like a full-on YouTuber. She's also an actor. And she really takes people behind the scenes like on set. Or like she does her own makeup for the show. She has like a 28-step skincare or makeup routine. I don't know. The way
I
she films the videos.
On Vogue or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. That's the first. Yeah. So I found her through that. Well, I've known who she was. But I followed her on there. Then I went to her YouTube. And she just posted like some workout routine. I don't know. I just like the way she films. I like her attitude about things. It's fresh because she's not a YouTuber. So I'm very interested in her life because it's something I don't do. And it's just cool because she like genuinely hangs out with the Riverdale cast. Like her and Vanessa Morgan are such good friends. And like, I don't know. I have been very intrigued by her videos lately. And I think she's a cool gal. So...
Interesting.
I'm very motivated. Yeah.
Okay. Next, I guess I'll just group them together, even though they should not be grouped together. But I feel like same like category. And I know I've talked about them both on the show. And we love Abby Aslan. I never even know how to pronounce her freaking last name. I love her to death. But she goes to Alabama. She's a college vlogger. People always ask for good college vlogs, recommendations like that. Because that's like the space that you're in, Danielle, I guess. Do you want to...
Yeah.
Be considered that.
Yeah. No, I'm in the space.
I'm in the college vlog space.
No, yeah. It's always so cool seeing other college YouTubers and the fact that she goes to Alabama and like kills it and does it. That is so cool.
Yeah. And I know she has a podcast too. So she's just great. I honestly, another person that I watch her videos and I feel very inspired and she's always doing stuff other than YouTube, but she also like is so great at school. And like when I was in school, she gives really practical like study tips, stuff like that. So good for students. And then good for fitness is Bianca Franco, who
I was hoping you'd say her. I know you love her. So
I
much.
Do. I love her. She gives great, you know, fitness advice. I know. I love watching her like grocery haul, stuff like that for food ideas. Very helpful. And then her workout outfits are always super cute and stuff like that. So I really like her.
I love it. My next one is a friend of mine. Her name's Peyton. I don't know how to say the last name. Sartain. I found her through our friend Kenzie, actually. But she started out as a fashion blogger, and she recently made a YouTube channel in the last – well, I don't know about recently, but, like, in the last few years, she made a YouTube channel. She just posted a video. It's in my subscription box. I can't wait to watch it. Like
what is the video?
Morning routine for 2020.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Everything she posts is so aesthetically pleasing. I love all of her outfits. She eats healthy, but she's also like a little bit of a baddie. Like she'll post like going out. I don't know. She just has a very interesting life and she's been able to make her own life just like from like she started out as like a pretty small blogger and now she's like killing it and she works with really cool brands and she's a big motivation for me and I really she's like from Texas. Like she lives in LA, but she's from Texas. And like when she goes back to Texas, it's really cool to like see her in her roots and like hang out. I don't know how to explain it.
I'm a huge fan of her, dude. I mean, you are.
So you do know who she is.
Big fan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Please put your two cents in.
No. I'm glad you threw her on the list because I actually, before I quit my job, I started watching her like work week in my life because I was like, how am I going to like structure my weeks now that this is my life now?
Yeah.
And she was a really big inspiration for me. And she's, I mean, beautiful, body goals, everything. I love her.
She's so stunning and like so nice, and she's just very like.
Have you met her
in person? Yeah.
Oh, I am jealous. I need to meet her.
I met her at Coachella. I don't know. Maybe you weren't there. Maybe it was last year.
Yeah, it must have been.
I don't know. It was very brief.
I'm a recent fan.
Okay. Yeah. I just love her so much, and like she's super like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm Peyton, but like you look at her thing, and she's just like, she's a badass. I'm gonna say it. She's so cool. She's big motivation. Like when I was single, I would love, like, she would do like relationship, not relationship Q&As, but like single Q&As.
She does. Like, yeah. Cause she's like, very, she talks, she's very open about being like a, I hate to use the word like a girl boss, but like a boss and single and like owning it and being like, I'm not going to take any like BS. Like, I love it.
Totally. And then you go. Do you have any more?
No, I'm done. That's what I was about to say.
Okay, perfect. I just have one more. I could have said earlier, kind of ties in with Madeline Petch. Vogue. I know we've talked about it. Their YouTube videos, whether it's the 73 questions or I've been loving when they have celebrities do their makeup tutorials where they like put the phone on the mirror or like the camera on the mirror. All their videos are so aesthetically pleasing. I don't know. I really enjoy watching aesthetically pleasing videos, I've noticed. I like a clean background. It's really cool to see celebrities in the YouTube space. It's definitely happening a lot more. But I feel like I do learn something sometimes from Vogue. And I love when they like have Anna Wintour on there. I just love all their different like little series they do. And I know you do too. It's cool.
Definitely. But do warn yourself before you do Vogue because you could get sucked in and like hours go by and you're like, oh, wow.
That is so true. Yeah. That is so true. I love that. All right.
Cool.
So you want to get into podcasts?
Yeah, we're doing podcasts. Okay. So I think the first one is probably one that we both agree with. The Skinny Confidential.
That is my first one.
Same. Just the best overall lifestyle podcast. So it's Lauren Everett and her husband Michael, and she's a blogger, which she would be under like my favorite Instagrammers that I follow. I totally got introduced to her from you, Danielle.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember a while ago you told me you need to listen to Skinny Confidential and like follow her on Instagram, and I was like, I don't think that's really my jam, and then got into it. And here we are.
Yeah, I freaking love that podcast, man.
It's great because it's really, they say it all the time that they get people from all different walks of life and like different informationals. They'll have people from, you know, doctors, skincare experts to like totally just like different like authors. Like it's just such a wide range of guests that I feel like I'm always learning something new. I listened to one the other day about like, she has like a meat farm basically, and she talks about like meat sustainability, and I was like, this is so random, but like I'm so interested.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one yet. That's a good point. I Brooke and I don't like to have guests on a lot because we're very like specific about like what we want, but they have such like a, I don't know, they have great access to a ton of awesome people.
They do,
and they do all these different people, but they find, they're very specific about who they choose. They're very like, it's just all these very cool, like, you actually learn stuff, which is, like, what I think they want for their podcast.
Yeah, it's definitely an educational podcast, but at the same time, it's fun, so love it.
Oh, it's so fun. Her and Michael, like, flirt with each other. It's cute.
It is cute. It's a cute little couple-y podcast, and I think that everybody who listens to our show would like it. It's worth the shot, so.
Especially, I do love when Lauren does solos. I love Michael.
Me too.
He's great.
Yeah.
But those are my favorite. Like when she came out with her master list, like what kind of how we did last week or the week before last week, like all of her favorite products, like, I literally trust her with my life. I bought like 5 things off that list. Like she's very like, okay, guys, so this, you need the, she's who I first started hearing Hydro Flask about. You need like the pink Hydro Flask straw lid, liquid IV in it. You need, like, she's so like, the way she talks about it, so satisfying.
It's so satisfying. I just like want to be her when I grow up. So.
Yeah, she's like about to pop too. Like I'm waiting any day for her to have her baby.
Yes, I keep looking at her stories. I'm like, it must be right now, but it's not. So I'm waiting.
No, I think she's even like, oh my gosh, like I want to have this baby. Like I'm ready.
I know. I'm waiting for it. So that's number one. Number two, Danielle.
My next one's The Morning Toast, of course. I just, they, I don't listen as much as I used to. I can't lie, but they have so much energy, and they do an episode literally every day of the work week, and I don't know. I just enjoy hearing their banter back and forth. And I was on it once. It's really cool. They basically give you the fast five stories that you need to know before you take a bite out of your morning toast. And it's like pop culture news for sure. It's kind of like how we do at The Happening. But they talk about some really interesting things. They sometimes talk about their favorite products, and it's like a talk show. So it's kind of like I put it on in the morning when I'm like getting ready and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And they stream it on YouTube too, right?
Yeah, they do. And they have a new setup too. It's really, really cute. And I found them because Lauren Everett from Skinny Confidential was on theirs, and she talked about it. So.
Cool. My next one, no surprise, I talked about it. I'm going to their live show, Girls Gotta Eat. Okay.
Yes, man, that's one of mine. So good.
I love it. It's definitely dating heavy, but at the same time, they do talk about a lot of different topics, and it's really comedy. That's like the center of it. So it's definitely not super informative. They'll bring on some cool guests too, but I listen for like a good laugh, you know, learn something new, whatever. Don't take it too heavily, but it's just a fun podcast, and it comes out every Monday. It makes me look forward to the week because I'm like, yay, I get to listen to Girls Gotta Eat. And like Raina and Ashley are the two girls, and I follow them each individually now on Instagram. Like, I'm obsessed with them. Help me.
And they're always like laughing too. Like when they laugh, it's like contagious. And they are like basically, they're more like on the funny comedy side, but they have there's been a couple, they always do a great New Year's episode. Just to inspire you for the upcoming year. They're very real. They love to...
Real girls. It's like dating, and I know that there's other like dating podcasts out there that you guys probably know what I'm thinking of, but they're way more like real with it, if that makes sense. In a way that I listen to them and I'm like, oh, okay, like let's... I don't even know. And...
Yeah, they're very normal people. Like they have families. They... Like went to college. I don't know. Like everything they talk.
Very similar to us. Like went to college. You know. Now we're out here like
New York
freelancing,
City.
Whatever it is. Yeah, fun.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, check it out.
They're in their like 30s too, so I like it because it's like a little bit of an older figure. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm just like running around doing this crazy thing, being 22. But it's nice to have an older, not older, but like a few years older than me perspective.
Yes, I agree. My next one is Manifest by Tori DeSimone. Oh,
that's on mine.
I'm sure. Yeah, I've talked about it before. Her podcasts are just so freaking good. Like, she does not get enough credit for them. She
doesn't.
Thoughtfully plans them out. I needed a kick in the butt today to like keep going, because I had so much to do today. And I listened to her. I started her episode. It like takes me 3 days to get through episodes sometimes because I'm like doing other things. But it was called How to Like Not Burn Out in 2020, or How to Avoid the Burnout. So it's like how you can get these goals done and not just like get tired of them or like whatever. Like we've talked about it before. She'll show you like, okay, you want to do this? You need to create a morning routine for how you're going to get that to happen. What songs you're listening to? What coffee are you drinking? Like, she's so specific, and she really gives you a good old kick in the butt, and she's awesome.
The best. Yeah. I love all of our YouTube friends, you know, that do podcasts, but I think Tori's is the most informational, so that's why I really like it, because obviously we have our friend Kenzie who's a podcast, Gretchen has a great podcast, like all of our friends have, Jordan Rebecca has a podcast, everybody has podcasts, and they're all great, but Tori's is the one that I'm like, I'm getting stuff done today. So
yep, I'd agree.
Yeah, and that's it for really the podcast that I listen to, besides, once again, like I try to keep up with our friends, but...
Well, I was going to say, so obviously all of our friends, but I recently really started enjoying Gretchen's podcast, Happy Hour. I loved it. She had a great episode with Brooke, and they talked about some great things. And Gretchen, again, she does very... I think I like when people do very specific episodes. Like, she did one, like, How I Knew... My last relationship wasn't the best.
Oh, yeah,
my current one's good. And I was like, I'm going to give it a lesson. And everything she was saying, I was like, wow, I agree. I don't know. So I've been like recently really liking hers.
Yeah, she hits good points, I would say. She's really good at it. Now I guess we could hop into books to end it off.
Yes.
Because those are all of like the Instagram accounts. I mean, you guys probably see there's also a lot of crossover, you know, people we follow on YouTube, we also follow on Instagram, vice versa, podcasts. Because I feel like if I'm going to consume someone's content, I'm going to like consume it through across like all of their platforms. And I mean, I hope you guys do that with us. You can follow us on Instagram at Danielle Carolyn.
Yeah, cross platform. Yes.
No, seriously, follow us on Instagram. That's where you can keep up with the more like day to day and like get involved in our content and stuff. So that's for something. And the Facebook group. But books.
Yes. Okay, so my first book, I don't have a lot of books. I'm going to be so straight up with you guys. I've not read in a hot minute, but there's one book I read a couple last month, actually. Well, I listened to it as an audiobook, like when I'd go to sleep. And it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
I want to read this. You like it?
You should. I haven't finished it.
Okay.
In high school, I was like, I don't remember when, but I remember I was like complaining about a boy to my mom. And my mom had read it. She was like, you need to read this because, and I still, it's a good reminder because we just have to remember as women, like, I don't mean to like generalize, but like men just think differently than we do.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes we need that reminder of like when it's okay to like excuse them for something they did or something they said and when it's not. Mm-hmm. And it's just very, it's very interesting. Like you might think when he says this, he means this, but he did. I don't know. It's really interesting. And it's just like a classic if you're like struggling with dealing with dudes. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. My first one here, a lot of people tell me to read this book and I'm like, wait, I've already read it. I mean, I listened to it on Audible, but isn't it like the same thing? No, I definitely think that there is a difference in like actually reading a book, but you're still getting the information down basically. This one is called The Defining Decade and it's Why Your 20s Matter and How to Make the Most of Them.
Oh, I love that.
It's by Dr. Meg J. So she works in like psychology and stuff. So she basically has clients and she's people of all ages and she talks about just various topics about your 20s and it really calms you down. And like I know in the beginning of this episode I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, and it basically the whole theme of the book is that you have time, but at the same time you gotta, you know, your 20s matter and like make them impactful. And I know a lot of you guys listening to this are probably also in your 20s, so I really like it. Give it a listen on Audible or a read. And even if you're in your later 20s, still, I don't know. I feel like I absorbed a lot of information from that book. And I remember listening to it. I was like on a plane, like super stressed out about like what to do with my life. And that really calmed me down. So I'm going to definitely re-listen to it.
Yeah. I want to check that out. I think that's a good plane read. My only other book is, because I haven't been reading much, is called You Are a Badass. Have you ever read
that? Yeah. It's
so good.
Not going to lie. It's not my favorite book, but it was a good read.
Interesting. I had it for the longest time. Someone gave it to me for my birthday or something. And I was like, oh, haha. And then, I don't know, it was a point in my life. It was like senior year of high school. And I was like, I was on Accutane. And like, I just like wasn't feeling great about myself. And I read that. And I was like, you're right. I really can do whatever. I don't know if it had the same effect on me now. But it's just such a great book. And I recommend it to a lot of people. It's a very easy read. Mm-hmm. I love self-help books in general. I went through a period of time. I can't even think of all of them now. But I bought like 5 self-help books. Mm. So they're definitely great.
I like that. I have a few more. So I'll just power through here.
Go off.
We have, first is Shonda Rhimes' Year of Yes. I've talked about this, I think, on the show before. Really great book. So she's really important in Hollywood, Shonda Rhimes, because she actually created Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder, a few other shows. And she basically talks about in this book how literally, I know it's cheesy, but like saying yes changed her life because she used to, you know, avoid opportunities and people would ask her to do like speaking engagements or come out and stuff. And she would say no, no, no. And then she started saying yes and it literally changed her whole life. She like lost a bunch of weight and like started getting these amazing opportunities and felt happier, etc. So great book. Very inspiring. If you want a good read, and it's nice like hearing it from someone that's successful in their field. I think that's always interesting, rather than just like, this is a self-help book. It's kind of cool, like she's like actually killing it in life. And wow. You know, yeah. Very inspirational. Next we have Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. So similar.
I listened to that Audible.
It's good. It's quick. It's not long.
Yeah.
It's
Mark Manson.
He's good. He was on Girls Gotta Eat too, so you could like listen to that podcast before you decide if you want to read the book. Another one of those like little kick in the butt, just like stop complaining, like, you know, like literally just, it's not about stop caring about everything, but stop caring about people's opinions of you. And I think we could all hear that message once in a while, because I know we're overthinkers over here.
Yep.
It's a good one though. Sometimes you need one of those just like kick in the butts. And I feel like Audible is really good for that, especially when the author of the book reads it.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And then my final one is actually, it's not really like, I guess it is like in the self-help like business category. And it's actually, I listened to this on Audible too. It's Crushing It by Gary Vee. So it's Gary Vee's book, all about social media. If you're looking to get into social media, it's great. I know he has Crush It, which is like the original, but I only listened to Crushing It. But that he actually goes into like stories of successful people who are killing it on social media, like Skinny Confidential, and she tells like her story, and then they'll go into other people's stories. Yeah. So it's really informational if you're looking to get into, I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, like you have some interest maybe in social media, even if you're not interested in running, like, you know, your business is social media. Like, it really made me think about, you know, how I could use social media marketing to help like my mom's business or other local businesses that I like love and want to help out, stuff like that. So, informational book, and just another Gary Vee, obviously, is super motivational. He has podcasts and Instagram accounts and YouTube. So follow him, alone. I love his Instagram, really motivational. And I think
he's so cool.
You met him. Well, he walked by us.
Yeah, I know. You had the chance. That was like a whirlwind. He like walked past us, and Brooke was like, "Did you just see that?" I was like, "I saw the back of him." Once she told me, I didn't see his face, but it
was. I should have said something. I was so pissed. He had his AirPods in. He was at the restaurant that we were at in the lobby. I should have like grabbed him. I'm so pissed.
I have a feeling we'll like encounter him again.
Manifest it.
And like New York, like it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up this episode. I'm feeling motivated. I followed literally so many of these people that Brooke just talked about.
Hey.
Yeah, I've got a head to spin. But I'm feeling great about this. I really hope you guys liked this episode.
Same. It was definitely different, but I'm really into these like list episodes, keeping you guys updated with what we're consuming on social media, because I don't know. I think it's cool.
I think it's a good thing to do. I love it. Well, we love you guys. New merch is coming soon. Oh my gosh, you guys are going to die at these new designs. Yeah. Holy crap. I cannot wait. I just want to like...
I think it should be ready by next week. So stay tuned, please, because this might be the most exciting drop yet.
I would say so, because it's like we've built the brand. We know what people like, and now we're just like capitalizing on it. We're doing what you guys want. Yeah.
Drop the bass.
Okay, anyways. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned. Obviously, follow us on social media, and we will talk to you guys all Monday with an episode of The Happening. Bye, guys.
Talk then. Bye.